people are slowly starting to get back to the Las Vegas Strip after Sunday night's mass shooting, and stories are beginning to trickle in about how residents and visitors helped save lives during the massacre. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick talked on the phone with Carrie Kaufman, a producer and host for KNPR's daily talk show, State of Nevada. They talked about the latest from Las Vegas.
Carrie, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
I guess I want to ask you about some of the community response that you've seen. I mean, what stories are you hearing of people who are there to help, or people who may have just been driving by during this horrible event?
There was a story, and we're going to have this on our show. A couple, he is an ex-Marine. They stole a truck that we think belongs to the county and just loaded people, injured people into the truck and brought about 20 or 30 people to the hospital.
With Vegas being such a tourist town, are you hearing a lot of the victims are Las Vegans, or are you seeing this incident really impacting folks from all over the country?
It impacts folks from all over the country, and that's why a few hotels here have said we will give free rooms to family members who are coming to Vegas to deal with their family members who are injured or family members who were killed. It also, though, there are 2 million people here, and a lot of people like going to these festivals, and there were a lot of people that I know sort of tangentially, and that everybody in our office knows somebody who knows somebody who was there. So for us, what we're kind of focusing on is who are the local victims and how they sort of fit into the fabric of this community.
President Trump is coming back to town. What's the community expecting from that visit?
I don't think they're expecting much at all. Nobody has talked to us about Trump. We've been focusing on telling the stories of the people who survived, who helped other people survive. We're starting to talk to first responders and trauma nurses who were pretty shell-shocked and couldn't really process what they had just been through. So we're going to focus on that in the coming days. And we're going to focus on misinformation in the coming days, because there's been a lot of misinformation out there.
Carrie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I want to add is that I grew up in Las Vegas, and this can be a tough town sometimes. Well, the one thing I've always found about Las Vegas is that when tough things happen, people come together. Not too long ago, I was driving down the freeway, and a family had parked on the side of the road, and a little girl was having a medical emergency. And before I could even think of pulling over, 6 cars already had. And that, to me, is Las Vegas. And so I wasn't really surprised at the outpouring of what can we do, the outpouring of community that happened yesterday. And that makes me really proud.
Carrie Kaufman is a producer and host for KNPR. Carrie, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Noah.